Here's something I talked about yesterday. Didn't get to it as much as I wanted to, so I want to mention this to you a little more clearly. Drug companies shipped billions of painkillers, billions, that's what they be, billions of painkillers to communities across this nation between 2006 and 2012, and I'm sure extended past that, according to newly released data from the Drug Enforcement Administration. In fact, 76 billion, think about that, the gross tonnage of pills here, 76 billion oxycodone and hydrocodone pills shipped over that seven-year period to the nation. Today on Capitol Hill, there'll be some testimony that some of those companies shipped tens of thousands of those pills to communities that had a few hundred people. A lot of pain in those communities, apparently. Excessive pain. At any rate, the data was obtained by the Washington Post and HD Media, which owns newspapers in West Virginia. The Post published the data after a federal judge overseeing litigation against drug companies in Cleveland agreed to release the information to the public about oxycodone, hydrocodone, and the painkillers. Many, many of these pills went to Appalachia. Now, you don't hear much about Appalachia anymore, but there's a stretch of America that runs through 11 states. The poorest of the poor, the hill people, if you will, in Appalachia. I mean, that's what it would have been. Where does the term hillbilly come from? Appalachia. And so it's a very poor part of the country, susceptible part of the country. And these pills were shipped in there. Some communities, including several in West Virginia and Kentucky, received more than 100 pills for every man, woman, and child living there. 100 pills for every man, woman, and child living there. According to the federal data, opioids, both prescription like Vicodin and OxyContin, were illicit versions of fentanyl and illegal heroin, caused more than 500,000 deaths in the U.S. from 2000 through last year, and I'm thinking those numbers could even be higher. But that's what's on tap on Capitol Hill, and that's why these numbers are concerning. I mean, hundreds of pills for each man, woman, and child. Listen, I've been injured. I don't need that kind of medication. It is 29 after. Dr. John Lott, straight ahead here on the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.